Okay, these days, if it's difficult to find a producer to fund a film, a lot of artists turn to crowdsourcing sites like Kickstarter for money. But here's a new twist. NPR's Laura Seidel reports on a project that's crowdsourcing for artistic inspiration.
Directors get a lot of credit for great films. Hitchcock, Godard, Scorsese, Bigelow are auteurs, creative visionaries. On that list, some might include Ron Howard, the Academy Award-winning director of films such as Apollo 13.
The clock is running!
Houston, we have cleared the tower.
Howard sees his films as the work of many, many creative people.
Any film that I've ever done, as much as I like to put my stamp on it, take command of it, it's still influenced by so many collaborators.
From screenwriters, cinematographers, designers, and other creative professionals. But Howard says now he also finds ideas on the internet, doing searches of history sites or watching home videos made in places he's never been.
People are far more creative than perhaps they give themselves credit for, and when they're willing to put themselves up front and center and share their creativity, it's stimulating. It's exciting for them, and it can stimulate others in their imagination.
So when Canon, the camera and film equipment maker, approached Howard about heading up a project that tapped the public for creativity, he said yes. It's called Project Imagination. The idea is to get people to contribute photos that will be used as the inspiration for 5 short films. Howard asked for 10 kinds of photos based on the essential elements of a narrative, stuff like mood, setting, obstacle, character.
It was interesting to take those ideas, which are a little on the abstract side, and see how people would apply images to those words.
Howard and his staff whittled down the entries, and then a group of directors whittled them down further. All the directors were chosen by Howard and their first-timers, among them actors Jamie Foxx and Eva Longoria. Also, Biz Stone, no more for being the co-founder of Twitter than an artist.
Cut.
Today, Stone's on the set at a ranch in Los Angeles trying to shoot his film.
The battery died on that, so we might not have that taken.
It's really hard with the wind.
We'll go again.
Stone's got a crew of professionals around him to help, and Ron Howard is mentoring him. Before the shooting began, Stone locked himself away with the 10 photos and used them as touch points for the screenplay he wrote. Each photo is connected to the plot. Among the pictures is a sad old man on a bench looking at the ground and a close-up shot of an ant.
And I imagine that he might be looking at that ant and empathizing with this ant that looks lost and meandering without purpose.
Stone imagined the old man was sad because his wife killed herself by drowning. One of the other photos is a fully dressed woman underwater. He used the photos taken by people he's never met to come up with a story of a family pulled apart by a suicide. Stone feels like the method he's using to make this film fits in with the way he hoped social media would change the world. For example, he thinks photo sharing sites are proving that you don't have to be a professional to be an artist.
I think there's a lot of things that we think are new that have always been happening, and it's just we know about them now.
Stone and other social media entrepreneurs are also a threat to the traditional Hollywood model. Nick Childs, a filmmaker and creative director at Fleischmann Hillard, thinks audiences are no longer content to sit around waiting for the next movie by their favorite director with their favorite star. He says there's a lot of pressure to involve audiences, but it can go too far.
Where suddenly you're pleasing so many different people, or there's so many pieces trying to be told that you're not doing the work that a movie needs, which is a discrete viewpoint, making decisions to do this, not that, not everything for everyone.
Childs has seen a few successful projects, such as the one by the Academy Award-winning director Kevin MacDonald, which pulled together videos taken on one day by different people around the world. The 90-minute documentary, A Life in a Day, got nearly 34 million views on YouTube. Director Ron Howard says he's been amazed at the creativity being unleashed online from everyone from the home repair wizard to the young comedian. He thinks Hollywood can't ignore it.
I think it's an absolute movement, and I think the people who don't embrace it are kind of not paying attention, because when you look at the internet and you look at democratization of creativity, look what people are capable of creating.
The 5 films overseen by Howard will be shown during a film festival in October. For now, Biz Stone is back in Silicon Valley, where he says he finds programmers a lot easier to work with than actors because they're more predictable. Laura Seidel, NPR News.